For the rest, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever has the good report, any virtue, any praise, think on these things. What's he saying? Be optimistic. Don't look and think on the things that are wrong and going wrong. You think on the things. He doesn't say lie. He says find something good to think on. Find something honorable to think on. Find something right. He doesn't tell you to be delusional. He's saying get your mind off of what's negative. But think about it. I've got anxiety. The enemy's trying to get my mind. He's trying to make me think what he wants me to think. He's trying to bring me down and discourage me. He's done all kinds of things to build me up in this trial, right? To destroy me. And God is saying, look, 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 look. Delight in me. Look at me. Look at me. Come on, look at me. And he's saying, look, all you have to do, because I'm God. Okay, I'm really big. I'm really bigger than the problem. I'm really bigger than the spirit behind the problem. I'm really bigger than you in the problem. I'm really big. So delight yourself in me. Be thankful for who I am. Be thankful for what my son has done to set you free. He'll you deliver you. Be extremely excited and thankful that Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Get the revelation. And whatever comes your way that the devil wants to bug you with, I want you to come and pray. Before you call somebody else to pray. I want you to come and pray. And then I want you to, in that place of prayer, petition me. Tell me exactly what it is you want changed, how you want it changed. Just give me a petition to work with. When you give me that petition, you be thankful that I talk to you, that I hear you, that I'm powerful, that you belong to me, that I got this thing taken care of. You be thankful. And when you've done all that, no longer think on the negative things. No longer think on the bad stuff. Now I want you to think on the good report, on what's lovely in the situation, on what's right. Do you get this? And he says, and then leave it to me. Folks, it doesn't matter if you have a dime or you're a billionaire. You can't buy peace. Amen? I really encourage you, go look at Philippians, especially from Philippians 4, the whole thing. Okay, I got, God is slowing down time so I can finish this part of this. Listen to this. Philippians 4, 9. And what things you've learned and received and saw and heard in me. And this is Paul speaking because he knows he's doing it God's way. So I say, the things that you've seen another Christian who's mature really do and handle right. The things you see Paul in the scriptures do or Jesus do that's really, you know, doing it God's way. The things you've learned, which means we need to be learning this. The things you received and heard and saw in me. Practice these things. Practice. Put this into practice. Practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. Wait a minute. So what we just talked about, you've got to practice. You've got to delight in the Lord. You've got to take time to thank him. You've got to take time to pray. You've got to take time to petition him. Then you've got to make your mind think on the lovely, good, and yay, hurrah things. Right? That's what he said. He goes, practice this. Practice it. Do it. Don't just hear about it. Do it. Not only those things, but anything you've ever learned from somebody who knows God, who has the fruit and the victory, practice and do what they do. So he says, I love the Bible. It's so real. I don't know why we have to, why do we have to make up stories? Why don't we read it? I don't understand people not reading the Bible anymore. Anyway, then he says, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last You have changed your thinking about himself, because they were coming against him. He says, not that I speak as to need, for I have learned to be content in whatever state I am. Another key. This is so cool. Because in this particular situation, there was something that I was supposed to be getting that I had already been content not to have. And then I was told I was going to get it. And then I was told kind of I wasn't going to get it. And I was talking to the Lord. That's what the discouragement came on me. And I was talking to the Lord. He worked me through all this. I love God. He works me personally through it all. Then he gives me one scripture to explain the whole thing. Because where is this in the Word?
Try this.
Wow. It's all right there. Isn't that amazing? Your stuff is the same. All your answers are right there for anxiety. So then I'm like, oh. He says, now, be like Paul. Be content in whatever state you're in. You were content when you didn't have this thing. Then you heard you were going to get this thing. Then you heard you're not getting this thing. And discouragement tried to get in. But you need to go back and be content that you don't need this thing. Be content. Okay, but that was like a little bouncy road. It's okay. Be content. Content is nothing is stealing my joy. Nothing is stealing my peace. Nothing of this material world or anything else the devil's throwing at me is going to shake me up. I'm content. If I got all the money I need, I'm content. If it looks like I don't have any, I do know I got God. I know I can petition. I know I have Thanksgiving. I'm content. Being content is like, if I live in the mobile home park, I'm going to have the nicest little trailer that I could possibly have. I'm going to have friends over. I'm going to have cute little pictures on the wall. And I'm going to be content to be living there. I'm not going to be living there wishing I was living somewhere else. I'm going to be living there while I'm living there. And then if things change for whatever reason and I'm living in a big house in a nice neighborhood, I'm going to be content. And if I have to go from the big house back to apartment, I'm going to be content. I'm going to live content. I'm not going to live with idolatry about stuff. Amen? If you can really get free and get that in your heart, you don't care. If you got to sell some stuff to pay some bills, you'll sell it. God will show you how. He'll take care of it. And even when I was going through this little thing, I remember I put some things before the Lord. I said, you know what, Lord? This thing I was supposed to get that I'm not getting now, and I probably will in the future, I give it to you. I don't need it. I want contentment back. I don't care. And then I took the bigger picture, something I really love, something I know God gave me. But I thought, Lord, if this thing is becoming an idol, I don't need it. I don't need it. I give it back to you. I just give it. It's right on the altar. Because I'm going to be content. I was content before I had it. And I'm going to live content if I don't have it. And I am not letting anxiety come into the middle of that and try to steal my joy. Amen? And that's part of your just look at your idols. Look at what can take your peace. Look at what can rock your boat. And you can find out the place you need to go with God. He says, Paul says, I know to be humbled. I know to abound. In other words, I know how to live in poverty and be cool with it. And I know how to be rich and I can handle it. In everything, in all things, I am taught both to be filled. I've been taught how to be filled and to be hungry. In other words, I have learned how to get by when the food doesn't come on time. I've learned to get by when I have more than enough. I have learned to trust you no matter what my circumstance, no matter what my situation. I got to tell you, when you really look at true scriptures, you can start deleting a lot of men's doctrines. Amen? Because I can preach one-sided on any issue in the scriptures and make up a doctrine that people are going to will like. But if I take the true heart of God and his word, I'm going to recognize, why would he write this if we're not going to have some times where we're going to have lack? And we're going to have some times we're going to have so much we're going to have to learn how to handle it. Why would he write this if we're not going to be attacked with anxiety, right? He wouldn't need to write all this. He writes it because we need it. He says, I have strength for all things in Christ, the one strengthened me. And another scripture says there, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can get through the lack. I can get through the abounding. I can get through what's attacking me and my peace. I can do all things. That's kind of the fight. Quit saying, I can't do it. Discouragement takes your confidence that you can get through it. Amen? Discouragement steals that. It's strategically sent to steal it. God's word will build you up and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can get through this. I can live in this situation. I can do this. That's why you don't get a pity party when you come to me and say, why this can? It's like, yes, you can. Because the Bible says you can. And Holy Spirit, if you didn't have Holy Spirit in you, you couldn't do it. But he is in you. Get over your wine. But if you get a little cheese for your wine, just get over your wine. I know that's really old. But I'm really old, so I can say really old stuff because I'm really old. But I also said Instagram. So I stay on top of things. So that's okay. Or I at least ask Nicole, what does this mean? Okay.